Heading into the North American session, markets are reflecting a somewhat unusual but telling combination of a firmer U.S. dollar alongside a bid in U.S. equity futures. This speaks to the current macro backdrop, where U.S. economic resilience continues to stand out relative to the rest of the world, even as risk appetite remains supported by structural themes like AI-driven growth and earnings momentum. Today's U.S. retail sales release will be key in reinforcing or challenging that narrative, with expectations pointing to another solid print that underscores the durability of the U.S. consumer. In FX, the dollar's bid is being driven less by outright risk aversion and more by relative macro outperformance and policy expectations. The divergence between the U.S. and Europe remains a dominant theme, with the Eurozone data continuing to soften materially while U.S. data holds up. Under normal conditions, this degree of divergence would already be translating into a pronounced lower move in euro dollar, though for now the adjustment has been more gradual, with the pair holding near key support levels around 117 as markets await clearer central bank signaling. That brings us to the growing importance of reaction function divergence. While the Federal Reserve remains cautious but open to further tightening if inflation persists, the ECB is increasingly boxed in by weakening growth, even as officials signal that additional hikes may still be required if inflation expectations remain elevated, particularly in the context of ongoing geopolitical risks tied to Iran. This tension is contributing to a market that is hesitant to fully commit to a single directional macro theme, with rate expectations and policy credibility playing an outsized role in FX price action. In the UK, political uncertainty is adding another layer of complexity for sterling. Markets are closely watching whether a leadership challenge to Prime Minister Starmer materializes, and more importantly, what the implications might be for fiscal and economic policy depending on the outcome. While near-term volatility risks are elevated, relative value considerations remain important, particularly given the other parts of Europe are facing their own structural and political headwinds. Finally, the broader macro narrative remains unsettled, with markets pulled in multiple directions. On one hand, the AI-driven investment cycle continues to support equities and reinforces U.S. outperformance. On the other hand, geopolitical risks from the Iran situation to the ongoing Trump-Xi summit, alongside supply-side uncertainties in commodities, are keeping downside risks alive. The result is a market that is balancing resilience and risk, with the dollar increasingly acting as a beneficiary of relative strength rather than outright stress. That's all for now.